This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Besides federal and state seats being on the Tuesday, August 4th election ballot, there will also be some candidates running for local offices in Huron County. For Huron County Circuit Court No. 52, incumbent Judge Gerald M. Prill is the lone candidate. Running for Huron County Probate Court Judge are incumbent Julian M. Ferris, who is being challenged by Jessica Leigh Testelin Rank. The candidate for Huron County Treasurer is Republican Cheryl Yan. Republican Melissa Van Hamlin is running to be the McKinley Township Clerk. And running for Rubicon Township Treasurer is Republican Shelley Schultz. There will also be candidates vying to be delegates on the ballot. And on Election Day, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And another news for today. Seabwing's Light and Water Department embraced technology in the 1980s by creating their own high-speed internet service. And over the years, there's been several updates to both equipment and the service itself. During the public comment portion of the last village meeting, a resident had some issues with the increasing cost of internet services, saying that residents on fixed incomes cannot afford for there to be an increase in price every year. Trustee Marcus Sting explained that other internet carriers are charging significantly more than they currently are charging. And in order to provide residents with the best service, upgrades to the service have been done in the past. It was also reported that the application to host a townwide car cruise from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, July the 9th, had been received and the event was approved. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A Huron County woman is facing a misdemeanor charge of fourth-degree child abuse following an incident on May the 13th. During her arraignment yesterday, April Rose Kula entered a plea of not guilty. Judge set her bond at $3,500, 10%, which has been posted. As a condition of the bond, the court has ordered no contact with the victim or the victim's family and a prohibition against any contact with any children under the age of 16. Ms. Kula will be represented moving forward by court-appointed attorney Kyle O'Mara. The case returns to court on August the 20th for a plea cutoff hearing. And in other news for today, Brian Richard Fox appeared in court yesterday to face a misdemeanor charge of taking or possessing fish over the legal limit. The case involving walleye and lake perch stems from an alleged incident on June the 22nd of earlier this year. During the arraignment, Fox stood mute and a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. The court appointed attorney Michael Morosky to represent Fox for the remainder of the case. The court set a deadline of July 28th for the prosecution to provide discovery and plea offers, with an in-person plea cutoff hearing scheduled for August the 20th at 9:30 a.m. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 on personal reconnaissance, requiring no upfront payment provided that Fox appears at his next scheduled hearing. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.